here's a story from The World.
President Trump followed through on his threat to ban the Chinese-owned apps WeChat and TikTok. For those of you without teenagers at home, TikTok allows you to make and share short videos online. WeChat is China's main messaging service. You can also use it to make mobile payments. Late last night, the president signed two executive orders that ban Americans from making, quote, transactions on the apps. That takes effect in 45 days. But what constitutes a transaction remains unclear. It will be up to U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross to issue more guidance in the coming days. What is clear is that TikTok users are freaking out. A lot of American teens are going on the app to post teary eulogies and goodbyes, heartfelt and ironic.
Like, I knew this might happen. You know what? No, I'm fine. Woohoo! Warming up. Come on, let's go.
You know what? We had fun. We shared some laughs. We watched some dance. We saw some.
Are you tired of me?
Trump administration officials say they're banning TikTok and WeChat for national security reasons. The president's trade advisor, Peter Navarro, a well-known China hawk, went on CNN to share this dire warning.
Let me start and speak directly to the mothers of America here. But first of all, it's about 10 a.m. The Chinese Communist Party may know where your children are. That's essentially the problem.
Navarro says the app is collecting your kids' data and giving it to Beijing. Cybersecurity experts like Adam Siegel at the Council on Foreign Relations are skeptical.
It's not clear to me what the national security threat is of, you know, the data of 15-year-olds making funny videos.
WeChat, though, could be a different story. Yachiao Wang is a researcher with Human Rights Watch.
WeChat has served as an integral part of the Chinese government's repression. I mean, WeChat has been censoring and surveilling users outside of China.
She also says it's complicit in human rights violations. On the other hand, Wang's job would be a lot harder without WeChat.
WeChat is the platform people use to post news related to human rights, also to communicate with each other. So it's a complicated issue.
And it's not over yet. WeChat has said they want more time to review the situation. TikTok has vowed to fight the ban in court. Microsoft could also buy TikTok. Hope among its fans springs eternal.
Who knows? Maybe I'll look like an idiot and it won't get banned, but it's not looking like that.
Anyways, if TikTok is getting deleted, we're leaving in fashion. So listen, maybe follow my Insta if you want to, and if not, baby, this was fun. Love you.